Crank us up louder.
Turn that Rocky down.
Shut up. Crank it up even more.
Golden District, Saint FM, 94.7.
You get me?
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Good evening, Golden District and beyond. I'm Rich Tracy.
I'm James Hayden.
And I'm Adam Wormsley.
And welcome to the Tech Show. We've got loads of great stuff on tonight's show. We've got technology news. We've got the download chart. We've got gaming. We've got movies. We've got one star.
You've forgotten, nearly.
What?
You've forgotten. It's
been that long.
It's been a whole week.
It's exciting.
A couple of weeks.
Exciting times.
Weird and strange later on. And, of course... Oh, I'm there. Knocked me headphone jet. That's weird.
It all went a bit crackly.
It did. The world famous. Love a bit of ambience.
Slimy.
Techno takeover.
Wow.
All to come. Right here.
Edge of my seat right now.
And literally.
That's not on the
edge.
Show.
That's not because I'm excited. That's because it's a small seat.
It's a small seat.
Don't fall off now.
You would know about it. Ouch.
You can overuse these features.
Yeah, right? I know, that's true.
And you're now going to borderline overuse.
Yeah, so all that and more, but we're going to start off with Katy Perry, Nicki Minaj. Go on, Adam, go on, do it.
Nicki Minaj!
And Swish Swish. Enjoy, and we'll be back after this with Contacts and Tech News. Don't go anywhere.
Swish Swish. Another one in the basket. Your game is tired, you should retire. You're bad as cute as an old coupon expired.
Katy Perry, Nicki Minaj, Swish Swish. So, just do your top up there. It's all right. Just do your bottle top up. Right, should we do some tech news?
Just to make any noise on it, that's all.
Oh, that's all right. I know you liked it.
Apart from that,
blimey, that's normally James that fills that category.
What? I didn't burp.
Oh, was that James?
That was James.
God, he can throw his voice on the mic.
I know, he did, didn't he?
Thought that was your mic. Strange.
I should.
What's that?
I should mute that. Shouldn't I? Yeah. Whoops. Mute your phone on air.
Yeah, please do.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Technology news.
We didn't
news,
always on the mic.
I always do, every week.
Do you? I didn't know she was that far away. Wow.
Well, maybe not that far away.
I was going to say, is it talking to the wall?
Yeah. If you want to get in touch with us tonight, you can Facebook us. It's
facebook.com/thetechshow.
Or you can tweet us. Tweet.
Saint FM Tech Show.
That's right. And Adam is just doing the social shout outs as well, I believe.
Indeed.
Unless he's neglected to do it.
What I do
as
is
always.
I actually use this as like a little reminder.
I just realised, right? I set myself a lunchtime reminder on my phone to do something and I still didn't do it.
What was it? Can you not say it?
It was buying a personal item.
All right.
Deodorant.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I thought it was worse than that.
I still forgot.
Alright.
Still forgot to.
Hang on. Alexa, order everything on my wish list.
No! Don't do that! Don't do that! Alexa, turn on living room. I wonder if some of our listeners have got an AI of some sort.
Probably. We should just do that. We should have an AI night.
We could have some fun with it. Right. Okay, Google. Send a text to John. Hi, John. Send.
No, it wouldn't work.
All right, do the Siri version.
Do
the Siri version.
No,
do Siri, Siri send a text.
Siri only recognises your own voice.
Yeah.
Hey, Siri.
Siri doesn't work.
Hey, Siri. Send a text to... Hey, Siri. Hey, Siri.
No.
Send a text.
Tell you what, this... This beta software is buggy as hell.
No, it's not. Oh, it's an update. Beta 4.
I know. Got, oh. No, I didn't do it
it's
yet.
No, beta 4. It's all fine, James.
It keeps turning hang my phone.
On a minute. No, hang on a minute. Absolutely no problems. Why is it when your phone rings, the watch continually rings even if you answer the
because
call?
Because I updated the watch to the latest beta.
That's really annoying. You can if you answer the call on the phone, the watch continues to
I'm
ring
glad I
and
didn't
it
put
doesn't
the beta
stop.
On the watch, then. The watch,
I
the watch
I'm not on the latest beta on the on the
and my temperature doesn't work on my watch because it doesn't talk to my
oh
phone.
Dear.
Oh no.
I found absolutely no issues with this. Fine.
My phone restarts pretty
I
much
I gave
every
you the option.
Half an hour.
I said, would you like to do it? Oh, yeah, go on then. There,
well,
there you go.
After you happened. Told me it was fine, and it's not.
Look, it's fine for me, and it's fine for a certain other person that's using it at the moment.
Right,
you're the only person that's got a problem with it.
Apple has secured a US Federal Communications Commission license to test 5G cellular. Setting the stage for technology arriving in future iPhones and iPads and likely other products as well.
Okay.
As anticipated, Apple will test on the 28 and 39 gigahertz commercial bands. DSL reports said on Thursday, the company will conduct millimeter wave experiments in two places near its offices in Milpitas Khalif. These assessments will provide engineering data relevant to the operation of devices on wireless carriers, future 5G networks, Apple said in its original application. So 5G, everyone's starting to talk about 5G now. It's very exciting.
Yeah, 5G. Hang on, sorry, carry on.
Go on. I was going to say, there's like 4G, there was like EE, one of the networks, did like a 4G plus, which is like faster 4G.
Yeah.
They're the only network who's done that so far.
So it's a bit like the H plus, wasn't it? So I remember James always saying that 3.5G.
Yeah.
That's what the H plus
But
then 4G hasn't really been used as intended, has it? 4G was like your internet replacer for home as well.
No, that's what 5G's for.
Yeah, but
4G was supposed to be like that.
No,
right?
4G was supposed to be what 3G was supposed to be.
Yeah.
So they're just slowly doing
3G enabled email and instant messaging, really, and picture messages and things like that. And it was never really a strong browsing streaming platform. 4G enabled streaming and browsing and the rest. So you can stream and video chat. And now 5G will be your home internet solution and business internet solution.
Yeah, so basically 5G is going to be like the ultimate connectivity solver.
You won't need
home broadband
anymore.
No.
You won't have anything. You'll just have
5G. Router that is 5G.
Yeah, well,
I wouldn't mind that.
I'm sure they did say that originally with 4G when it was first coming out. But,
never.
No?
Never. Never.
You would know because you are the phone man.
Yeah, where would this show be without me?
I know. The phone man. Right, let's have a look here because I was going to do...
Adam, is that an adult website you're looking at? That's not appropriate.
What, no, BBC News? Wow.
Right?
Terrible.
So, breaking news.
Yeah, what's that? What's that?
I couldn't find a breaking jingle. So Apple discontinues. I actually like that. It's quite breaking news. Smashing sound. Smashing, super great. Apple discontinues iPod Nano and iPod Shuffle. It's gone. The iPod's gone.
Who was using it anyway?
Rubbish.
Yeah, no. Apple today removed the iPod Nano and iPod Shuffle from its website and online. Makes it collectible, though. Get them while they're hot.
Not at the moment. They'll be well expensive.
Oh, yeah. And online store around the world, suggesting the iconic portable media players may be discontinued. That's only a maybe.
Yeah.
Apple continues to sell the iPod Touch.
So iPod Touch? He still gets values.
Isn't a phone cheaper than the Touch now? Yeah.
Faster as well.
Yeah.
The Touch is so slow.
Yeah, so old.
What's the
it?
iOS on Touch? Like what's the latest eight, you can get? Is it? So you can't go higher than
8 or 9.
So yeah, apparently Apple introduced the iPod Shuffle in 2005, followed by the Nano in September 2005. In total, there were 7 generations of the iPod Nano. I didn't realise that. 7 generations of it.
They were awful.
Anything without a screen. No, it had a little screen, didn't it? Like, it was like a little Apple Watch screen, funnily enough. But
I remember having the Nano. It was quite handy, but a pain in the bum if you wanted to like get like a playlist or, you know what I mean, or find the track you wanted.
Or anything like that,
because you had to scroll through it until you actually found the track you wanted. It's a bit of a pain.
Indeed. Right, we're going to have a track and then we'll come back with more tech news. Do not go anywhere. Here's Clean Bandit. I just want to be part of your symphony. I'm sorry if Saint Bandit featuring Zara Larsson and Symphony.
If only we could say what we could say.
Well, I said Texture Extra podcast. That'd
be
amazing.
It's really interesting, isn't it, what we say off air.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets a lot of trouble.
Look, right, I am going to bring back the podcast this week. I've got a spare day, so I can do it.
Are you giving on the bad news, by the way?
What's the bad news?
The bad news.
What bad news?
What's the bad news?
That we might not be here next week.
We're not going to be here for 2 weeks.
Right, we'll be here in some form, whether that be I'm guessing a solo pre-record because everyone else is committed, or it might just be tech shows on summer holidays with music.
There you go.
And jingles.
Probably that.
For the next 2 weeks. So it'll be probably our official jingle.
If you're going on holiday, it means me and Adam get a 2 week holiday.
Yeah, basically.
Pretty cool.
Unless you guys want to do it.
No.
The show won't sound the same without you, Rich. It only works as a three, I'm sorry.
Does.
Yeah. Do you know, he said if I was to leave, he wouldn't do it with you.
I know.
That's pretty rude.
The show as it stands, if you ever left, if any one of the core members now left.
Am I classed as a core member or not?
Because if Adam left, me and you would still do it. Whereas if I left, you told me you wouldn't do it.
As they say in the media, no comment.
It's a bit rude.
The real stuff is coming out now, isn't it?
I can't believe he wouldn't do it.
I've been doing it.
So rude.
For 9 years. James has been doing it for 7 years.
Yeah, I've been doing it for like 3 now.
Okay.
If I left,
he wouldn't do it without me.
The show came into its own when James joined. I'm not going to lie.
No, I agree. James does bring a certain something to the show.
No, I don't. I literally just sit here and talk.
No, you do. My favourite, when I listen back on a Saturday,
that's what you do.
My favourite show is when it's the three of us.
Yeah.
When we, all right, yes, we do, listeners, I know you appreciate, we do the filler shows, but we always go, James isn't here, it's a big hole to fill, he's not here. We do. Listen back if you don't believe me.
I would if there's no podcast, though.
There will be this week.
Yeah.
There will be.
I've heard that before.
I know. I will bring it back.
Very awkward.
I will bring it back.
When was it?
I know. I've never seen so many hearts in a conversation.
I'm so glad you're looking at my screen. Cool.
Nice that he does it while you got the tracks to talk.
I know. Why was there so many hearts in that conversation?
Wasn't there any hearts, was there?
Yes, there was. Bring that back.
What are the aubergines? What's the aubergines? I'm not into these emoji things. What's the aubergines all about?
I can't tell you.
Is it?
If you do a peach and an aubergine.
Yeah. Saw a lot of those going through.
Did you?
Yeah.
Who's the other girl with the aubergine instead of the heart?
You've got about six tabs up there.
Have we finished yet?
Six tabs.
Have we finished yet?
What's the other... What's that about?
Adam.
Well, one says
he said he couldn't multitask.
One says UK mobile carriage. One says Porsche to recall. One says test.
UK player.
There's six tabs here. You're right.
Player.
Yeah.
I know.
Terrible.
He spreads them apart as well, so they don't find
out.
Sorry.
What? What does he do?
Geographically.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just so they don't find out about each other.
Okay.
Apparently, you know.
Have we finished yet?
Are
we still talking?
Yeah.
About this.
Yeah.
Are we going to do some tech news? Because we are actually on the show.
Because your face goes more like a traffic light when we talk about it.
Good for you.
You go like that. Look.
What do you do?
Oh. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
You see it? Yeah. I nearly posted that in a group.
Don't do that. That would have been awkward. That would have been awkward.
Should we do more tech news?
Yes, please.
Yeah? Get us out of this?
Yeah.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Six messages.
Technology
just popped up on
his phone. News.
Aubergines
news,
as well.
News.
Is it?
Yeah, look.
Let's have a look.
Is it?
To the top, there you go.
Ah, no, you go.
Which
no
one was
peach,
that?
Which one was that?
Oh.
That was the one with the globe next to the
game. I love it.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Right, so...
The Technology Show,
Technology News.
Yeah, not the Adam Wormsley Show. Right.
How to lose listeners. No, exactly. Not really.
So rude.
We love you, really.
No, you don't.
News.
I'm just here as your punch bag.
Well, Adam, before you, it was Rich, so, you know.
I'm glad I dodged that bullet.
He had to get someone in to take the bullets.
You fought to get through that door to get on this show, remember?
Well, I literally thought, and James, like, barricaded me out. Quite literally.
And then someone left in tears, and it wasn't me.
Don't be so mean. Come on.
Awkward.
Come on. You broke my young heart.
His little face looking through that glass door.
I know. You broke my young heart, James. You really did.
His bottom lip quivering.
It was fragile back then.
Break your face.
I know. It was fragile back then.
Allegedly. And James
hey, come
was
on, no threats.
The Saint FM. Right, okay.
Anyway, back on track, please.
Yes.
I'm talking to old Adam.
Google Adwarms,
not
Adwarms, you know, yeah. Adam, not current
not,
Adam.
Not this new cocky character. Whoever he is.
Google tests autoplay videos in search results.
Call him six play.
Oh my word. Okay. Shall I just go home?
Why have four when you can have six?
Why have six when you can have 12, mate?
Yeah, that's, I know, that's Adam's, true.
That
yeah.
six plays.
That's what he often says oh, when he comes through the door.
Let's dive off of Adam a second. Do you know what popped up the other day as what, a suggested what, friend?
Dare I ask?
As a suggested oh, no. friend.
Can you say, hang on, should I just fade the mics?
Yeah.
Can you say hold on. It?
It's,
we're back.
It's show relevant.
Oh right, okay.
Who would pop up as a suggested friend for me? Who was very popular on Facebook?
I don't know who. Who?
Wayne who? Shilliams.
Oh, Wayne Shilliams. Are you not friends with him anymore?
No.
Are you not?
How are you not friends
I
with him?
I had to unfriend him.
How?
Due to his
why?
Criminal activities.
Oh, I see. Allegedly.
But yeah, he's got so many friends. Wayne Shilliams.
Yeah.
Wayne Shilliams.
So you're. The Wayne Shilliams.
The actual Wayne Shilliams.
The Wayne Shilliams, yeah.
Yeah, the actual.
Oh, really?
I'm friends with... No, I'm not talking about the real person.
No.
Well, Wayne Shilliams is different.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah.
yeah, look, there he is.
Wayne!
Oh, I am still friends.
Oh, you are? So how can he pop up as your friend? You must have re-added him.
I don't know, he popped up. There he is.
There he is, yeah. Wayne Shilliams.
Wayne. Wayne, you have some serious bling-a-ling.
It's really annoying.
He looked pretty cool. That wasn't... What is that?
I don't want to know. Anyway, we've gone right off track. I was saying originally, Google tests autoplay videos in search results.
Oh, yeah.
So Google has confirmed that it's trailing videos automatically start playing when they appear in its search results. What's this? What did you write?
Nothing. It's more, I'm just going down Wayne's page.
Wow.
Just going down Wayne's page.
Oh, that's terrible, Rich. You can't write stuff like that now.
What did I write?
All your friends would see that. That's terrible.
It didn't have anything start out, did it?
No, it was completely uncensored.
It was the bit that shouldn't be changed that was.
Yeah, blimey.
The bit that should have
you
been.
You were quite a character back then, weren't you?
Yeah.
Back in 2011.
Yeah, ooh. I know.
Oh, this is all the people he added. He had lots of friends.
You know,
all
he did that.
Adam,
what's this? Here you go. What's his name? Chip Chipper did that. Added a lot of people. And people were like, who's Chip Chipper? I'm an 80s megastar.
Hold on. Who's arriving? Wait for
no,
it.
No. Is it Wayne?
Here he comes.
Is it Wayne Shilliams?
It's me, Wayne. Is it on yet, bruv? You get me?
Remember that?
I made that jingle for Wayne.
I know. There you go, Sue.
I was very impressed with that.
Hey?
I was friends.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
I think some of the people Wayne added didn't used to be this old. They used to be quite young.
Oh.
Not anymore.
No.
Growing up.
Yeah.
Wayne Shilliams. That sounded like Kit. That did. That Wayne Shilliams voice.
What did?
That remember Kit from Knight Rider?
I don't.
Wayne Shilliams. There you go, see?
Yeah, I made that.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
I made them all for Wayne.
Yeah, you had some good jingles. Anyway.
Oh, he's friends with Chip, look.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Well, Chip's still got that mullet, flary mullet. Yeah. We should bring back Wayne or Chip.
No, I don't think we should.
Oh, okay. No. All right, we'll have that production meeting.
Those characters.
I don't think Wayne can get into his Facebook anymore.
No.
Oh, can't he? No access.
No internet access.
No web access.
No internet access in prison, yeah. They took his Nokia.
Yep.
He had to hide up his...
anyway. And on that note...
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Crevice.
In his room. Yeah.
E-cigarettes even linked to helping people quit smoking, says study. For the study published in journal BMJ, researchers analysed survey data from 160,000 people spanning almost 15 years. They found that smokers who smoked e-cigarettes tried to quit smoking more often and succeeded. So that maybe they do work. They said
that. Yeah, but then what they also do is they get the e-cigarettes and then blow about 6 tons of smoke in your face.
Yeah, go on. Do your impression.
That's what they do.
It's
You see it in the cars. Yeah.
You think the cars are on fire.
You drive to the, you drive down the A, like the, what is it, the A127 for instance, and it looks
clouds coming out the windows.
It looks like someone's like on a foggy day inside the car.
One day there will be a car fire and nobody's even going to stop.
Yeah, people just think
somebody's just
having an e-cigarette.
Stupid e-cigarette smoke vapor. They're called vapors.
It's vaping, isn't it? Vaping.
Vape me up, bruv.
Vape me up, bruv.
We've got to talk about this.
What?
New diesel and petrol vehicles to be banned from 2040 in the UK.
Yeah.
2040?
Did you not hear this story the other day?
Yes, this is pretty big.
2040, no new petrol or diesel vehicles will be sold. That's been ruled by the government. By 2040.
Yeah, it's been stopped.
So they have a limited lifespan.
Mm. So everything's going to be electric?
Electric
pretty
or other.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
There's another technology.
I want a nuclear car.
Yeah.
Nuclear car.
Back to the Future.
How long would that last?
Forever.
Forever.
Indefinitely.
For as long as uranium worked inside the car, basically.
A bit personal.
I want a nuclear submarine. But
no, that sounds really dangerous. Imagine if it had a crash.
It'd be great, drive around forever.
Could you imagine if it had a crash? There'd be a nuclear explosion, wouldn't there, on the M25?
A meltdown.
Yeah, they would. Exactly. Could you imagine that? No, it would not be awesome.
It would stop people crashing.
Everyone would have radiation poisoning.
Stop people crashing, Adam.
It wouldn't.
Through fear of a nuclear explosion.
It wouldn't, James. Idiots would still get on the road in their nuclear cars.
I've got another breaking news. I'm not going to do the jingle.
Yeah.
Upcoming USB 3.2 specification will double data rates using existing cables on USB 3.
Ooh.
I couldn't care less, Rich.
Oh, okay.
That's not going to excite me.
Should we have a track into the download chart then?
What are you playing?
Bit of Rita Ora.
Go on then.
Your song. Saint FM 94.7. Text show me, Rich.
Me, James.
It's Rita's song. It's not your song.
You're not funny, Adam.
Sorry.
I don't want to hear sad songs anymore. I only want to hear love songs. I found my heart up in this place tonight. Don't want to sing mad songs anymore. Only want to sing your song. Cause your song's got me feeling like I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. Yeah, you know, your song's got me feeling like I'm.
Rita Ora, your song. Saint FM 94.7.
Might as well swear and nobody would
know. No, we're not. No.
Right, so
going out online.
We are about to do and podcast.
Podcast.
It will be podcasted. Huh. I promise to podcast this.
I'll bet
week.
You £5 it won't be, James.
Oh, are we betting? I bet you £5 it will.
Yeah, because now you know you're gonna do it.
No, bet him 20, go on.
Alright.
No, £5.
No, you can afford it, Adam. Right.
Go on.
I'm doing 20.
Put your money where your mouth is.
I've seen your bank balance. Go on, Adam.
20. Have you? Since when?
When you had it up there.
I don't open it in here.
Lot of purchases in Anne Summers is all I'm going to say.
Wow.
£20 says it. You will not do the podcast this week.
Go on, Rich.
You are doing that for you're doing £20?
£20.
£20.
Actually, I don't even know if we're allowed to do a bet on
air. We shouldn't do betting on air.
No, we're not. We're not.
This is 20. This is
theoretic.
This is 20. 20. Pounds. No, not £20.
You're
this
paying
is,
Rich to do the podcast, basically.
I am. He's not going to do it. He thinks he's going
to
do it.
No, I am. We have to have that bet every week.
What happens if the podcast system isn't online? It can't be uploaded. It needs to be on the actual. It needs to be showing up on my.
Well, no foul play can occur.
If it does, you owe him money.
Yeah,
true. Fair enough.
Because Rich will be able to backtrack it.
Yep.
I have faith in his hacking ability.
Yep.
Even though
it's not a hacking.
Even
not
though
hacking.
He couldn't find we someone on Facebook for me, that would have been even ruder.
You didn't ask me to try.
Yeah.
Anyway,
as I said, I'd have a go.
There you go, man. So the podcast is probably coming out this week because Rich will do something for money.
Yeah.
What?
He's a man who can be paid.
Rich will do things for money.
Should we do the download chart?
Yeah.
But before that, of course, we have to do the featuring game. It is the show law for a little bit longer.
the show law might change.
We're going to change it. We're going to change it. I'm scared though, the download chart might be scrapped. It's not really relevant anymore, is it? In a way.
I'm sure we'll find another chart.
Well, we should do the streaming chart or something.
Why is it not relevant?
Streaming chart.
I don't know, because it's like combined more. There is there's a separate download. Well, there's a separate download chart. I always said I'd do it. But,
yeah.
Yeah. How many out of the UK top 10 singles, downloads, have a featuring artist, James?
5.
Oh.
You're just taking
risks. I'm going to go with 3. Adam?
I'm going to go with 4.
We're going to go with four. Okay, let's do it then. Let's do the UK top 10 downloads from 10 to 1.
Here we go.
Right. Yeah, out of time there.
Sorry.
Go away. Right, there we go. Right, so let's have a little look then, see where the jingles are, because otherwise without the jingles it sounds silly.
Without the jingles it ain't happening.
No. I believe it's these ones, hang on. Number 10. No, it's not them. I always do that. Always. Right, let's do it then. Here we go, in at...
Number 10.
It is The Script with Rain, a brand new entry. Script to back, by the way. They're back in action.
Oh, wow.
Yep, yep. That is right.
Number 9.
9 this week is Sigala and Ella Eyre and Came Here for Love, down from 4.
Number 8.
Maggie Lindemann and Pretty Girl, down from 6 to 8 this week.
Number 7.
7 this week is Liam Payne featuring Quavo. I always think of crisps when I say that name. Strip that down, James.
Go on, strip that news.
Strip that down.
Strip that down.
Back up there. It's up from 11.
Oh, wow.
We missed it last week. Couldn't do that.
Number 6.
6 up from 8 this week is Little Mix with Power.
Number 5.
You heard it just now, holding its position at 5. It's Rita Ora and Your Song.
Number 4.
Uh-oh. Jonas Blue featuring William Singe. He's still there with Mama. Oh, Mama.
Do you,
Mama?
Want, do you Mama. Want my Mama?
Up from 9.
Number 3.
Calvin Harris, Pharrell Williams, Katy Perry and Big Sean with Feels, holding its position at 3.
Number 2.
2 this week, it's DJ Khaled featuring Rihanna and Tilla. Wild Thoughts holding its position at 2, but...
Number 1.
At that all-important number 1. It's still there. It is, of course...
Oh...
Got to do this one for this.
Despacito! Blimey. Lungs of a singer there. Lungs of a singer.
It's Despacito. That's quite relaxing, that, you know, where they say have a deep breath and then breathe out. It's quite relaxing. I feel 10 times more relaxed now.
Hopefully still concentrating on it, I hope.
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Despacito's still there. It is a nice summery vibe, though.
Is this track going to die?
Perhaps it'll bring back
what was
the sun.
It? What was it? What was that track? What was another track that went on for weeks on end? What one? What was the other one?
Derulo, wasn't it?
No.
No, Drake.
That was it.
Yeah. One Dance.
Ugh. That song just...
If you ever hear that song, one Dance in My Underpants.
That's really?
So, yeah.
And only you could think of that.
Well, no, if you sing it along with it, it sort of, you can never forget it.
I don't sing along with many songs.
Absenting.
Yeah, you do. What?
Absenting.
Absenting.
Absenting. Drake with that thing with the tennis thing he does with the swinging.
Oh
arms,
yeah, that was it. That was the biggest meme of 2016.
Wii.
Oh yeah,
Wii.
He's in the Wii. He's playing Wii Sports.
Speaking of that. Have you seen that new game that's on Nintendo Switch, the drink shake game?
Yeah. No.
That's they got to know what they were doing with that, surely.
Yeah.
Haven't they?
Of course they have.
Right, okay. Here is your UK number one. It is, of course, it's I can only introduce it one way.
I know.
That's
just a bit weird about any part of anything.
This is the UK number one.
Despacito. Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído. Para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito. Quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo en las paredes de tu laberinto. Y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito.
Sube.
There you go. That was Louis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, featuring Justin Bieber and Despacito on Saint FM 94.7. Tech Show with me, Rich.
Me, James.
And me, Adam.
And let's see who won the featuring game, shall we?
Let's.
Right, so I said three. James said five. Adam said four. Let's see who won.
That's it.
So, 10 the script, just none. Cigala and De La Rea, no. Liam Payne featuring Quavo, that's one. Jonas Blue featuring William Singe, that's two. DJ Khaled featuring Rihanna and Tilla, that's three. Who said three? It's me, wasn't it? Did I say three?
Yeah.
James said five, you said four, I said three.
Yeah. I said five.
Yeah.
I get my choice. I won. It's been a while.
You've been cheating, Rich.
What? No, because you went first. I normally go five, you know this. All right then, in that case, I'm going to do a bit of example.
One more day, isn't it?
And one more day, because I've only got one more day before I'm on holiday. Yee-hee!
All right, cool, blimey.
So here it is, one more day, then we'll be back with gaming and movies. Do not move or go anywhere. Here it is.
Time of day.
Stay with me. Stay with
me. Stay with me. Stay with me.
It's FM 94.7.
I'm enjoying the M&M's.
Adam's just got a mouthful there. Right, okay. That's disgusting. Please don't do that.
Sorry.
Sorry? Hold on one sec. Hold on. One sec.
Rich and James on the Technology Show.
Hello. Adam's gone back to background man.
Background man?
Yeah, background
Boo!
Man.
Boo!
Do you know what? He doesn't need his own mic, does he?
Exactly.
Is he trying to be Angry Mank from the other show?
Yeah, go on. Be Angry Southerner.
I can't be angry at anybody.
Yeah, he can't.
No. I'm just a terrible audience.
Oh. That's not a very nice thing to say about the listeners, is it?
Well, half of them can't hear us tonight because there's no FM.
Well, it doesn't really matter.
Who listens on FM?
Yeah.
Where are
a
we?
A lot of people. Hello, Saint FM listeners.
Richard's dad.
He's old-fashioned.
Oh.
That's a bit rude.
That's a bit rude, Adam.
Hi, Dad, if you're listening.
No.
Adam apologises, I think.
No, I know. I've said
Adam,
in a good
say,
way.
Go rude. Sorry
how rude.
I'm sorry, but it's made in a nice way.
I don't think he'll take it in a nice way.
He lost me, really.
I think he's going to go and scratch your car up.
I hope he doesn't. So, and it's sorted.
That is James's opinion, not the opinion of Saint FM.
I meant it in a nice way.
How can you mean that? He's old-fashioned. He's old-fashioned, he is.
It's just rude.
It is.
Okay. I meant no offence to that, anyone. Don't scratch my car.
That's what you need to get in your office.
Oh, yeah, nice.
What's that?
Oh, that'd be a bit out of place, though.
Why do you
off
want
air
that?
On air?
Anyway,
right. Okay. So, are we going to do gaming?
Yeah.
No, we do movies first. Do we do gaming?
No,
or movies?
Gaming then movies.
I can't
come on.
What's going on? Right.
I'm going to have to do the silly voices this week.
Oh yeah.
Does he do the silly voices when I'm not here?
Yeah, it's awful.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7. The gaming bit. The gaming bit. The gaming bit. Bit.
We're a bit loose.
What?
Is that what she said?
I meant the connector for our headphones. It's kind of wet as your movies. So it's quite random statement to come out with. I do apologise.
Yeah. Okay.
I meant the headphone connector. Could you just.
Thought you were talking about your bowel movements.
Could you just give it a quick pull for me?
What?
Just pull it.
What,
in.
That?
Yeah, there you go.
Is that alright?
Just as you're moving, it was kind of like cutting out a bit.
Oh, is that all right now?
Yeah.
Yeah? You happy now? Sure.
Happy. Thank you
Want
for pushing
in. Want a red carpet rolling out, sir? right, so,
if
the gaming
could,
bit, where James does his amazing voices every single week.
I've got to get the chart.
You got to do it.
I was going to go home.
Why?
You got another hour and 10 minutes to go here, James.
Oh, no, my back hurts.
Your back hurts.
Getting old. Stop it. Stop it.
Start on Blockbusters. Do you remember when they used to do that at the end? Then when the
I'm not old enough to remember Blockbusters.
Well, you're not.
No.
You're only a year different to me. Hello, I'm Bob Holness. Welcome to another edition of Blockbusters.
He was always a bit creepy.
This is before my time.
Techbusters.
Let's hope he wasn't another JS.
No.
Can't say that.
I had the board game. Blockbusters board game.
I used to watch that.
Yeah, it's good, wasn't it?
Yeah, I did. I quite like
that show. We've got Susie from Manchester.
Why is it always two people versus one person, though? I never understood that.
No, I think they took the IQ, the one on their own, always a bit of a bigger brain box.
This is very much before my time.
That's what it was.
It was two people against one, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But they were slightly...
Makes no sense.
But the one on his own was always very brainy.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
So it was two stupid people versus one?
Yeah.
No, it
wasn't. That's what they did.
So it's like me and you versus Adam?
No.
There you go. Aston's been equally as offensive,
no,
by
that
the
was,
way.
That's... What? Oh, really? What are you saying, Aston?
He went, who does listen to FM? People somehow less cool than me.
Oh. Well, no, we know you're cool, Aston.
Not cool.
Well, that's James' opinion.
Not cool.
Opinion.
Oh, no, that's that.
Does he still drive an Alfa Romeo?
Does he still...
Other cars are available, and that car is quite amazing. Alfa Romeo.
Oh, and Aston said earlier, he tweeted this earlier as well, I had to use a 2015 vintage Atom today. I may as well have not had an OS.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Sorry you had to put up with that, Aston.
Mm.
Quirks of being an IT support. He's IT support, isn't he?
Yeah.
Quirks of being IT support, right?
That's right, yeah. Very nice.
Feel your pain, Aston. I feel your pain. Share the love.
Someone's got to. Right, so where are the funny voices? Mr. Hayden.
In
are you
voice.
Ready?
Number 10.
Lego Worlds.
Lego Worlds.
Why do you have to copy
Number
it? Why
nine.
Do you have to do it in the echo?
I don't know.
It's James' funny voice, not James'
voice.
I've
got all out four.
Number 8.
For 17!
Blimey.
Number 7.
Final Fantasy. The Zodiac Age.
Zodiac H.
Age.
Oh, Age.
Age.
I thought I was going to say, what's the Zodiac H? Didn't make sense.
No.
Number 6.
The Legend of Zelda Breath.
So that's better.
Breath of the Wild is what I was going to say until that happened. That was a bit unexpected.
That's a bit strange.
Well, you said the,
now we know what Rich gets up to into his spare time.
You said to repeat wasn't good. So I thought I'd just throw it.
Why did you do it in such a creepy,
like a witch's
old
cackle.
Witch's hackle.
I thought I'd thrown a cackle.
That's weird.
Blimey, Rich.
Cackles are so underrated.
Can we, I think if we ever do like a prank phone call show, you should just use that. Not messing weird. With you. Like, just do that. That'll scare the life out of people. Just put the phone down on
was
you.
Was it that bad?
It was so weird.
That was unexpected and just incredibly
unnecessary,
strange.
Unnecessary
too. That shocked me.
It even stopped the bed.
I wasn't even expecting
that,
really.
It texting the other girls. That's how much it shocked me.
I put the phones down. I've actually had to take a breather.
His dual phones went... They went up in the air and then on the floor.
They did, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want a pillow, James?
No.
Number 6.
I think I'll catch that.
Number 6.
There you go.
No, we've done that.
Number 5.
Overwatch.
No.
Oh, you always had to do it, didn't you?
Number 4.
It's Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
Oh, for goodness sake.
It's not funny. It's not funny.
It's not funny.
Mario.
That was the witch's cackle that just came back again. You're scarily good at that. You know that, right? Are you secretly a witch at night?
No. Don't tell him. He'll keep doing it.
That's why Rich has no hair, because he has the hat.
Do you want a deep one?
No. Excuse me? What are you saying? I don't want a deep one, thanks. Save that for
number 4.
Out of time, thanks.
Careful.
That's off air on air.
That one.
Number 3.
Woo.
Grand Theft Auto V.
Don't do it in the witch's cackle.
I'm not.
There you were.
Number 2.
Splatoon 2.
What was that?
What was that?
did
that perfectly.
My glasses got stuck on that.
That was kind of cool.
It's good, actually,
and the all-important...
Number one.
Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy.
Crash Bandicoot, what you doing?
Do you want to eat some Crash Bandicoot?
No. Nobody wants a Crash Bandicoot. Good game, though? Is it a good game?
Apparently, everyone wants it. It's the craze, isn't it? Everyone wants it at the moment.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's all sold out and everything.
Yeah, we're going to have the brand new one from Calvin Harris, featuring Katy Perry, Big Sean, Pharrell Williams, and loads of other people.
to mention.
It kind of is. What's going on here? Why is it just... What's happened?
Richie broken it.
Why?
Richie broken it.
Have I?
You've broken it.
Oh, that's weird. Oh, is it doing something down here?
Yeah. There you go. Oh, Rich, you've broken it. Oh, you double clicked on something.
That's right.
You double clicked on it.
So here we go.
You broke it.
Here is Feels on Saint FM 94.7. Are we ready? And then we're going to come back with movies. Don't go anywhere.
Sucker for your novel. I'm wearing your goggles. Virtual reality.
Hey, don't you dare even think about it.
Next to you. We are just like the waves that flow back and forth. Sometimes I feel like I'm drowning and you're there to save me, and I wanna thank you. It's a brand new start, a dream come true. Malibu.
Blimey, she goes right to the end there, doesn't she? Miley Cyrus, God. Malibu.
Every second.
Right up to the very end of the track. Okay, so we've lost James. He's had to go. It is now just the Tech Show with Rich and Adam.
Stripped down.
So we've never done a half and half, have we?
It's a bit weird.
Yeah.
Normally I'm quite used to it.
Hour one with James. Rich, James and Adam.
Just hour two.
And we're going to have hour two with Rich and Adam.
Here you go.
Here we go.
We'll make it work.
Crank us up louder.
Turn that Rocky down.
Shut up. Crank it up even more.
Golden District, Saint FM, 94.7.
You get me?
Me?
Here, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Technology Show.
The Technology Show on Saint FM, 94.7.
Indeed, welcome to hour two. Now, because James is gone, we're gonna drop movies because it's his thing.
Yeah, it's only fair, isn't it? It's only fair that we drop it.
Yeah, I think so. But we could bring back a retro feature.
What's that?
I don't know. We could do something.
Most retro features require more than two people.
Oh,
like you could do like what is it? The one with Dickinson?
Cheap chips. Mm. I don't know if that works.
It doesn't really work with two people. So,
no, that's true. All right, then. So right. We will be back with one star reviews then after this classic from Jay-Z and Alicia Keys, Empire State of Mind. Ooh. Plays for you now right here on Saint FM 94.7 on the Tech Show with me, Rich,
and me, Adam.
Jay-Z and Alicia Keys, Empire State of Mind on Saint FM 94.7. This is the Tech Show with me, Rich.
And me, Adam.
And we are about to now go into one star reviews right now.
Look.
got to do with anything?
What, sorry?
What's that got to do with anything? What's the lights on the car park?
Well, because it sounds like a cabaret, doesn't it? No. But anyway, this is One Star Reviews.
The Tech Show Cabaret.
Yes. And we are about to do One Star Reviews. What item are we going to start? Are you right?
We are going to start off with this evening. I have chosen from my catalogue of products.
Oh, yeah?
Now, this is one I think...
From your own personal catalogue?
No, I just find what's up there in the trends.
Oh, okay.
I'm keeping it, you know, quite easy. I think it's going to give us a few good ones. Just a nice and simple smart TV. They're always changing. There's always new ones coming out.
Yeah, those are always good.
They do give some good reviews because it's mainly...
Find a nice cheap one.
It's mainly user error.
Yeah, nice cheap one. Oh, it's only got one star review.
No, there's quite a few good ones that seem to have quite a high one star
ratings.
This has
got 5 1 star reviews. So here we go. First one comes from Miljan.
Miljan?
Miljan.
Well,
after 3 months of rarely used TV in bedroom, it doesn't work properly anymore. It freezes picture from time to time. I don't think this is the right voice. And I need to turn it off from the power socket since remote control doesn't work.
Well, that's not the TV's problem.
No. After that, every time we couldn't turn the TV off with remote control, power button doesn't work at all. Need to see how to return or use the warranty.
So basically, most of the fault of it is because the remote control doesn't work. Mm. And I bet you they've either spilled something on it or they've dropped it.
Exactly, exactly. So looking at the next one coming up, let's just see what's next on the agenda. Let's see, here we go. Oh, what's going on there? It's weird. I'm going to do that, there we go. Right, so the next one says terrible, poor quality, terrible's in caps, you know it's serious when that happens.
Yeah.
By Ms. L. Woodward.
Terrible. Cheap and nasty. I sent it back twice. What? You should have bought one, right?
I don't know how you send something back.
Send it back twice.
What, in two parts? Two bits,
I
maybe?
I sent back the cable and I sent back the TV.
Oh, no, here we go. There's some clarity on this.
Oh, okay. The first one had the wrong foot supplied.
The second one, the aerial socket was faulty, but I managed to get the TV on. What a shocking quality TV. It's a bit worrying that the TV socket was all loose and she powered it up anyway.
Sure, it wasn't a dodgy aerial cable should I plug into it? I can't get this thing in here. It's not going. Oh no, it snapped.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Not for me, says Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed, I love it.
Poor picture, poor sound, a bargain price, maybe not something I would recommend at all. Shame. Plain and simple. One star is the headline on this by Leslie.
Oh, Leslie.
It's a female Leslie.
Okay.
Easy to set up, but beware, this is not compatible with a certain streaming service.
Oh, very sarky. Not happy.
Yeah, and the last one by Derek. Shame. He simply says. Sadly, it didn't work when it arrived. Plain and simple.
Oh,
right, so that was all the one-star reviews for smart TVs.
I have a second one. Oh, you want to play a track?
We are going to have a track, then we'll come back.
Okay.
I think... Are we going to roll it back a bit, do you reckon?
Ba-da-ba-da.
Should we roll it back a tad, do you reckon?
We've already rolled it back to Empire State of whatever it was.
Yeah, I know, but we're going to have another rollback track. I think it suits one star.
Are you really playing that track? Oh, my word.
I am. Oof. His Electric Six and Danger, High Voltage. There you go, that was Electric Six and Danger, Danger.
High Voltage.
On State FM 94.7. We are now going to have part two.
But two. Oh, I see you're getting all French, are you?
All right. Don't give away destinations. Nobody needs to know that I'm going to Canada.
I have to speak French over there.
Oh, okay. Right.
You're eating croissants for breakfast now, are you?
Yeah.
Going all continental. All right, blimey.
Right, okay. It's more like a revving motorbike.
Pass me my croissant. What do they have? What else do you have for breakfast over there? Apart from croissants.
Just nice pastries. It's making my mouth water thinking about
like,
it.
What is it? What's it called? Pain au chocolat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chocolate for breakfast is only acceptable in France.
Yeah, I know.
An orange
juice. Other destinations are available.
What do you mean? It's not copyright.
No, I know.
Anyway.
So.
Second option.
Second option is.
Type in the following for me. Exactly word for word. Mm-hmm. Windows 10 laptop.
We can't.
What's that?
We'll put laptop.
You can put in Windows 10. It's operating system.
It's one star review.
It's operating system.
I know. No, but
every laptop comes with Windows 10.
I've put laptop on there. Yeah, we'll do laptop. Fine. There you go. We can't be brand specific.
Windows 10 is not a brand.
It is bringing brands into it. We don't bring any
it's
brands.
It's either Windows
it.
or Mac.
I know. I know. Or Linux, you know.
Fine.
Right, so this is a one star laptop review.
Go on then.
Simply says, this is my customer. It does not have 1 terabyte of storage, is the headline here.
What does it have then? 978.
The laptop only has 29.7 gigabytes of storage on it, and it takes 20 gigabytes to set up the laptop, not the 1 terabyte of storage stated.
Did it say 1 terabyte in the description? I'd be intrigued.
Not that I can see.
Oh dear. I think they got the wrong. Maybe it says up to 1 terabyte of storage.
No. It says 1 terabyte cloud drive.
Oh. Can we just clarify?
And 32 gig eMMC.
Can we clarify just for our users here?
Yeah.
Our 1 terabyte of cloud storage does not mean you get 1 terabyte.
I'd say though, I can see their confusion.
Yes.
It could be misleading.
But yes,
because if you're just scanning it, and you go, oh, 1 terabyte, that's not bad. But actually, it's not because...
Get 1 terabyte of cloud storage.
Yeah. One star, says Lynn. Very flimsy, not enough space once the operating system is installed. But then it's only a 32 gig
SSD.
Yeah.
What do you expect, people?
Exactly. The operating system is quite hungry, so, you know, it will do this.
Exactly.
Tina says, very disappointed. Be careful. Know what you're buying. This has practically no storage for docs, pictures, etc. I have to use an external hard drive.
Oh, it's a hard knock life, isn't it?
Yep. Stay well away, says Conrad.
Oh, Conrad.
What a terrible machine. I thought I knew what I was getting myself in for when I bought a cheap laptop, but a word I can't say because it's being used in the wrong context here and probably not radio friendly. I was not expecting this to be that bad. Bearing in mind that all I do on my laptop is use a word processor. It regularly crashes and takes ages to copy documents. Furthermore, I tried to load up a memory stick with all of my wedding photos on it, and it just could not load it at all. There is 200 photos on there, and that is it. When it finally loaded, I have to save one photo at a time to get it to do anything. And even then, it kept crashing, and I kept restarting the laptop. This laptop is going straight on the bin.
On the bin, not in the bin, just on it.
And I am surely never going to use this brand again, as they clearly do not have a clue how to make a laptop. It's laughable that it's faster to use a phone on the internet than a laptop.
Well, there you go. He didn't like it.
Wow.
But, you know,
so his 200 professional wedding photos didn't load on like a... How much is this machine?
£199.
He was expecting his professional wedding photos load on a £199 laptop.
To be honest, I suppose you would, wouldn't you? But, you know.
Depends.
So if you're anywhere near Conrad, just look on his bin. There might be a laptop.
There might be a free laptop sitting on there.
Yeah. Next one by Old Tom. A poor product for even basic multimedia uses.
Oh,
yep. I am very disappointed with this PC.
It came with an operating system and a 32 gig SSD disk.
It's just a solid state disk. Yeah.
But the operating system is so big, there is not enough space left to use it simply as a multimedia machine. I do not play games or have any software applications that I have added to it to fill the space. I use it for Facebook, YouTube, and apps such as video apps, music apps, and drive apps. Oh, and I read ebooks on it as well.
Did you actually say that like that?
Well, oh, no, not quite like that. Okay. It's a brand that I can't read out. Okay.
My inexpensive tablet behaved better with more useful apps. Now the search engine does not even work with normal online searches, a common operating system problem. And I cannot download another search engine such as another brand because there is not a normal, there is not enough memory to allow it to download.
Well, he's not impressed, let's just say.
He's not happy.
A final review on this one and wrapping off one star reviews for this week. Product isn't for average user, says customer. This notebook is very slow for normal user. Processor speed is slow as compared to its specification. Not for average user.
Is it for? Has it got an Atom in it by any chance?
Aston would love it if it was.
Is it got? I bet it's got an Atom in it.
Celeron. Oh, worse. It's got in my opinion. In my opinion, not the opinion.
It's got celery in it.
That is Adam's opinion, not the opinion.
That's what I call it.
So yeah. That's it for one-star reviews. More, not next week or the week after, but after that. Unless we somehow fit in a pre-record.
Yeah,
it might happen. It might happen. You never know. Right, so we are going to have a banging track now. Not just going to have any track. We're going to have a bit of this. It is the Chemical Brothers, and it is a classic, a sort of future classic, I think, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah, I think so.
And we're going to be back with Weird and Strange. We're going to bring it back this week. The Chemical Brothers and Go on Sun FM 94.7. This is The Tech Show with me, Rich.
And me, Adam. Oh, it's quite comfortable, actually.
Yeah, it's like James used to have the boat seat.
Yes,
it's like
the boat seat. I've got the boat seat. It's quite nice.
You got the boat seat. Ooh. Right, so it is now time to do Weird and Strange. Sorry if you were a movies fan. We didn't do that in honour of, obviously, James just not being here this evening. So, because it is his thing. Mm. So we won't take it away. And now we're going to have a bit of... Weird and Strange. If I can find the right bed, I will do it. So here we go with Weird and Strange.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Weird and Strange Tech.
I love this bed.
I know, it's good, isn't it? It's good. It's like classic tech show for me.
I remember. It says TTS 2011 on the...
Yeah, probably.
It does.
Yeah. Oh, it does, yeah. There you go, see.
That is real classic tech.
Yeah, it is. So, Weird and Strange then. What have you got going on over
there?
Do
you know what? There are some weeks where we're just literally bulging at the seams of, you know, Weird and Strange.
Okay. But
this week, it might be quite hard to find one.
I'm usually pretty good at finding that.
Then, go on then.
Donald Trump says US military will not allow transgender people to serve. I think that was a bit of a sort of harsh story, wasn't
it? Yeah.
After consultation with my generals and military experts, please be advised that the United States government will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the US military. Very strange move from Donald Trump there.
We'll see how far it goes, won't we?
That was a weird story this week.
There you go. I've got one.
Yep, okay.
This website never lets me down. Right, Uber will charge you $15 if you leave your phone behind. So obviously it started off in the US, but I assume it was to the UK.
So they're charging you to retrieve it?
Don't leave anything behind after your Uber ride, because Uber will charge you for the extra mile on your driver's journey to return your lost item.
Wonder if that applied to buses.
Probably. Well, it turns around just to give your phone back.
Or laptop, maybe.
Yeah. Uber just launched an initiative to charge drivers some TLC. As part of its 180 Days of Change program, Uber will now charge $15 if a driver has to make an extra trip to return an item lost to you.
Mm.
The fee was imposed in Boston and Chicago Tuesday, set to be introduced across US, Canada, and from August and September respectively, with no word yet on whether the system will be implemented in other countries where the lost item service is currently free.
Mm.
So there you go. So it's free. So if you lose your phone in an Uber ride here in the UK, you can just holler it back and say, excuse me.
Okay.
How did you lose your phone? You have to go and download the Uber app on another device, didn't you? To go and holler it back.
Yeah. No, that's the only way you could do it, I suppose.
Yeah.
Google enters race for nuclear fusion technology.
Oof.
Google and a leading nuclear fusion technology company has developed a new computer algorithm which has significantly speeded up experiments on plasmas, the ultra-hot balls of gas at the heart of energy technology. Tri-Alpha Technology, which is backed by Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen, has raised over $500 million in investment. It has worked with Google Research to create what they call the optometrist algorithm. This enables high-powered computation to be combined with human judgment to find new and better optometrist algorithms. Yeah. It's quite clever.
Here you go. Your future AR home movies will look like 80s music videos, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Aha's Take On Me gets reshot in augmented reality thanks to Apple's AR kit. In the near future, reality is going to be transformed through your phone's camera. Get ready for some weird memes. A quick video shot in the Apple's upcoming AR kit tools on the iPhone shows a pretty jaw-dropping augmented reality taking on the Aha video Take On Me. Someone that looks more like a video game character than an actual person is dancing in front of a magic portal into a pencil and paper sketch world. We pass through, now we're into another space, looking through at kids dancing in the living room. Half sketch, half real. It's mesmerising. So yeah, pretty cool.
Okay.
So pretty much the Aha Take On Me, and everyone knows that. That's a classic, isn't it?
Mm.
And that video, you can literally do it in your living room.
Wow, okay.
You could recreate the video.
Interesting.
Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. Toyota's new solid-state battery could make its way to cars by 2020.
Really?
According to the Wall Street Journal, Toyota is in production engineering for a solid-state battery, which uses solid electrolyte instead of the conventional semi-liquid version used in today's lithium-ion batteries. The company said it aims to put the new tech in production into electric vehicles as early as 2020.
Yeah.
So, yes. We didn't really talk about that, the electric cars thing earlier, the no petrol or diesel cars by 2040.
We didn't really go into detail on it.
No.
Yeah, I think...
Bit of a shocker, really.
Yeah.
I know it's a way off yet, but to actually categorically state the government will no longer allow sales of new petrol or diesel cars in the UK.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, if you go out and buy a new petrol or diesel car now, you're buying legacy tech.
Yeah, true.
You know.
Yeah, it's true. But like, basically, petrol and diesel cars will just become like classic cars.
Yeah, but by 2050 they're going to ban use of them.
So basically,
so you won't be able to drive classic cars on the road forever.
Now I heard
this. You convert them.
I heard this, but the problem is at the moment there's no incentive schemes allowed to buy an electric car.
Well, there is. There's a government grant
to a certain
extent,
but
it's still expensive even after that, in my opinion.
So electric cars need to come down in price. Need to have longer range, more charging points. There needs to be more incentives.
The range thing. I think that's what's restricted me from buying
a lot of people. I would get one if it went further.
Yeah. If you want to do a trip, say to Scotland.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can do it.
Average. Oh, I think the highest trip you can do in an electric car is about 350 miles, maybe.
If that, probably.
And that won't get you to Scotland, or it will get you to sort of the borders, but it won't get you all the way in.
But let's put it this way, right? You never drive your car to complete your current car to complete empty. So you'd never drive an electric car to complete empty, would you?
No.
And it's not like in a car, if you run out of fuel, you can just go to a fuel station.
Well, you can't guarantee.
You've got to push that car to an electric station to go and charge it.
You cannot guarantee that electric charging points are everywhere at this point.
Yeah.
So to get one is risky.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
What's that?
Do you want to go for one?
Nokia accidentally leaked its first premium Android phone, apparently.
Okay.
It's a bit weird.
Nokia's separated again from Microsoft, isn't it?
An official Nokia website featured pictures of the unannounced Nokia 8 and then erased from the evidence.
Oh.
Actions speak louder than words, especially when the action is at Nokia briefly announcing the rumoured Nokia 8 on one of its official websites before quickly taking it down again.
Mm.
Luckily, fans noticed Nokia jumping the gun and immortalised the moment in screenshots. That's enough confirmation for us. Mm. The Nokia 8 represents the brand's first ever premium Android handset and is the best chance of redeeming its reputation. Nokia's mobile brand, which was once one of the top phone brands in the world, dwindled in importance the age of Android, eventually being sold to Microsoft and then to HMD Global, the Finnish company.
And then they made that little handset, new 3310, didn't they?
Absolutely. So basically Nokia, if you wanted any more concrete evidence that the phone was being released, putting it on an official website is pretty
and then pulling it though,
and then deleting all the content
controversial.
Someone made a mistake
indeed. Right, I think that wraps up Weird & Strange.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
We're going to have to get this on.
What's that? Get the flange.
Oh, yeah.
Turning on the flange mode.
It's techno takeover time, which can only mean it's time for banging tracks. Are you ready, Adam?
I'm ready.
Here is a classic by Shanks and Bigfoot. It's Sweet Like Chocolate. Sweet Like Chocolate, Shanks and Bigfoot. Rolling it forward now, bit of Fast Car, the promo only club edit by Jonas Blue featuring Dakota. Jonas Blue featuring Dakota, Fast Car, the club edit.
I thought it was a bit beatier than normal.
Yeah. So I'm going to throw it over to you on the Techno Takeover, Mr. Wormsley.
I'm going to go for a classic.
No. You've got the option of
I thought I get to choose.
Don't Stop Moving or Don't Stop the Music, the Wide Boys club edit.
Don't Stop Moving. Let's just go for the...
What's he going with? Live in Joy rather than Rihanna.
I'm going to go for Rihanna.
I want Don't Stop Moving.
Oh.
We'll have to have both. Here's Live in Joy, Don't Stop Moving on the Techno Takeover on The Tech Show with me, Rich.
And me, Adam.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Live in Joy, Don't Stop Moving into Feels Like a Prayer, the 2010 Club Star Remix, Mech featuring Dino. Mech featuring Dino, whatever. On the Techno Takeover with me, Rich.
And me, Adam.
On the Tech Show. Now, this would be weird.
Yeah,
right?
What's this?
Here's Deadmau5
and
Cascade. I remember. Deadmau5 and Cascade, I remember. Right, Mr. Wormsley, it is your choice on the Techno Takeover.
Oh, God.
JLS Beat Again, LaRue, I'm Not Your Toy, the Nero remix, or Sidney Sampson.
What Sidney Sampson track?
Riverside.
Let's go a bit of LaRue.
LaRue.
You can't go in on a little
plays
little bit,
now. Cellophane 94.7 Tech Show. Me Rich.
And me Adam.
This is the Techno Takeover.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7. I'm not your toy.
LaRue, I'm Not Your Toy was the last track on the
No, the
last one.
Oh.
No, the penultimate, sorry.
It is a penultimate. We're not talking
holiday.
For 2 minutes.
I need a holiday. Good job. Good job.
You're a happy one.
So, we won't be back next week live. There may be a pre-record or it might be the tech show on holiday.
The tech show on holiday.
So, there's something to look forward to either way.
We'll drop it.
So we're going to play out, I've decided we're going to play out with an amazing track. I've been Rich Tracy.
And I've been Adam Wormsley.
And this is Riverside by Sidney Sampson.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye, people.
Well, maybe before we do a pre-record, yeah. We're not decided. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, man, sometimes, you know, when we talk about it before, sometimes a guy, you know, a tree falls out of the woods and gets stuck in your neck, and sometimes you're over at your friend's house and a chimp rips your face off.
Wow.